Are you ready to start the next one, Jeannie? Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to our CDRA meeting. Tonight, October, December 14th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off with a roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
Okay, first item on the agenda is approval of minutes from our November 9th, 2021 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from November 9th. Let's see. Yeah.
Yep.
2021, 6 o'clock p.m. regular meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion by Justin, second by Kevin to approve the minutes from the November 9th, 2021 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 11-6-2021 to 12-9 of 2021 in the dollar amount of $22,130.07. Nobody has any questions?
I might have one on the snow sculpture. What does that consist of? The snow sculpture?
Oh, that's a $30,000 grant from Warren Herring area for sand pit statue that goes to its pass through money.
The name of the guy that's doing it, his business is called Snow Sculpture.
Oh, okay.
So it's not something that's going to melt?
No, we're not doing it. It's a sculpture.
That was just for clarification.
That was what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Because I seen it today and I went, wow, what?
What are the shower building design going? What's that?
Down to the contour.
That must be the contour.
Yeah. Yep.
They got the pad down there now.
I don't, where's that at that you're looking, Sam?
It's
on the east end.
Third one from the bottom, on the right.
Oh, Jeff Strange.
Yeah.
Shower building design.
Okay, then I'll make a motion that we approve invoice register 11-6-2021 to 12-9-2021 in the amount of $22,130.07.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, the motion by Russell and seconded by Rondi to approve invoice register dated 11-6-2021 to 12-9-2021 in the dollar amount of $22,130.07. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, next we'll turn some time over to Mont, our executive director.
Since you have all this information in advance, on the first part of the agenda where it talks about the Utah Main Street program, I emailed this to you in advance. I'll just give you a copy tonight as a follow-up.
Thank you.
And what this is that Darren Owen sponsored a bill the last session of the legislature to bring back the Utah Main Street program. If you recall, early on in the process, as I said in this other piece I sent out to you, this explains it all. This shows how we are one of the Main Street programs originally in 1994, along with Carowan, Midvale, Brigham City, and we continue to maintain an individual Main program with the National Main Street Center. But now that the state has come back into the program, we need to reinstitute it. And so what you'll see here, what I've handed out to you, is how it works with the various committees. Now, the way this is funded is that the Owens Bill provides $350,000 a year to this, to the tier two communities. There are seven tier two communities: Mount Pleasant, Price, Helper, Brigham City, Tooele, and Cedar City. And so out of the $350,000, $100,000 goes off the top to the state to administer it. And the other $250,000 are going to be made available in grants to these seven communities. You'll see on the second page of that handout I gave you where it talks about community support. When we applied to be, to come back into the state program, we took out these pages from the management plan, which refer to continuing with the Main Street program. And so basically what we had was continuity going clear back to 1994. So
nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed what we're already doing. It just means that there's now a state program back in place in addition to the national program we've been part of, okay? In addition to that $350,000, the National Park Service is providing $675,000 to be made available for restoration of buildings on Main Street. And we're going to be applying for some of that money, okay? Now, the other thing, you'll notice in the handout, the email I gave you, it's rather lengthy, but just go to the one that I refer to the fact that the fourth paragraph, where we have been around, Utah coming back into the program and so forth. And then we make some points about setting up new committees. And so this morning, the Main Street Committee met, and here's what we've come up with. Paul Applegarth and Angela Thompson will be the committee over preservation. Kevin Christensen will be the committee chair over economic development. Janelle Siegel will be over downtown enhancement. Joyce Turner will be over promotion and bringing new ideas. And Wendy Hacken will be over design. And Shauna Watts and Fannin Cutton will be over community outreach. Those are the committees that will be organizing to bring this past and to bring us to pass and spend that money, okay? Now, let me give you a little more visual aid. I went back just for fun to see what happened from 1994 to the present time. It's quite interesting how this evolved. One of our first projects was to save the depot. And it's quite interesting because in the course of doing that, we laid out the plan. 1994, and it's interesting that we basically, I'll just give that for your copy, it shows that we brought that to pass. We even had a program called, we raised $35,000 with a program called Books for Bricks, and we might bring that back again too, we'll see. Now, what that was recycling college textbooks. We made $35,000 doing it. So anyway, we're back into the state program. We've always been here. Now, if you look at that big file, how we've evolved over time is that it shows how we got, how the Main Street Committee is the executive committee of the RDA ended up owning the Riverton Drug Building, which we leased to back to Central Common and sold it to them on option buy. It shows how we ended up with the Edna Fletcher Building, the old J.C. Penney store, and how that became apartments. It shows how we ended up with the Triangle Apartments. It shows how we ended up with Liberal Hall, the gym, and the gymnasium. And so it's quite interesting how this evolved. So we're happy to come back in and watch that genie as a state program. But nothing's really changing. We've been a Main Street Committee with the National Trust for Historic Preservation since 1994. But the state dissolved their program 15 years ago. They're bringing it back. But bringing it back with the Owens money means we got another pool of money we're going to tap into. So that's what this is all about. We have to have an official presentation to the CDR board to say that we're coming back in, and I just need a motion that you agree that we should do so.
Mark, on your committee or your board, what do they have terms, or how do they people switch out or anything like that?
We got bylaws we set up, and we won't tell, we haven't yet decided how. These are the original board member committee members.
Originally, I won't have any questions here.
Have you got any projects in mind?
Pardon me?
Do you want this back for your file?
Has there been any projects proposed or in mind?
We're going to focus, one of our first projects is overcome the blight on the building on the end of Main Street. We've got money in place right now to go ahead and maybe make a purchase of that, restore that to a better facility. So we've got at least, right now, we're doing CLG grant money with the rec center and some work in this building through the CLG. We're going to add to that. So we're going to be meeting with you to identify buildings through the preservation committee to be able to do this.
Isn't that the museum too? You restored a lot of that this year with the money, didn't you? From that grant?
We did. But this is a new pool of money and the state coming back in. And as I handed out, I showed you the parts from the management plan that said, the same, the city RDA especially supports coming back in, supports the Main Street program. So this motion pertains to now taking a vote that the city wants to participate in the revived Utah Main Street program.
We got a full house on the way.
Well, he's supposed to vote on it.
I think it's a no-brainer.
We got a motion to go back into it and then adopt it.
Well, I'll make a motion, we go back into the Utah Main Street program and the city gets involved in it again. I'll second that.
Okay, a motion by Russell, seconded by Kevin, to motion that we go back into the Utah Main Street program and community and economic development proposal with the state of Utah. Do we need a roll call on that one?
Just a voice.
Her voice? Just a voice?
Motion.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, it'll stand then.
You got a full house. I'm going to wrap this up.
You're all right.
Who's second?
Kevin.
Okay. The next part of that agenda item pertains to community development. You see the part, Main Street, the next part of the agenda talks about community development. Back in November 2017, at a special CRE, we passed around. Did I do that?
Yeah.
I probably did. Jeannie?
You stand over here.
Yeah, stand there.
Just stand in one spot.
I can do that.
Take a microphone.
This is a report we did to show how we spent the tax increment money. And at that time, we handed out a list of various entities that have now merged into other entities that helped provide funding in 1994 through 2017 when we created the Division of Finance Director. After 2017, we began to coordinate all these grants through the Finance Director for the update. But this is through 2017. Now, you can see some of these entities have merged and changed their names, but you'll see a lot of them there. Now, a lot of them have merged over to what we might call, I think I got a copy of community development. Now, for example, here is an application we're doing right now from EDA. They were involved in recreation development before and community development, was economic development. And they did, they've given us about $1.5 million for economic development projects over the years, since 1998. But now they've got a program that deals with community development through recreation. Now, I hand this out because this is one part of the application. And if you go to the next to the last paragraph, it talks about the community development grant that Dave and Justin have been working on to improve things at the park. Now, what I'm recommending is with the revival of the Main Street program and all this stuff that's going on with community development, we'd like to recommend that we I'd like to recommend to you that take a look at all those entities that fund us over the years. Things have changed a lot. Today, community projects are done step by step. Here's an example of what you have to go through to tap into a lot of new community development money. And requires a lot of networking with various entities. So what I'm proposing is the RDA considered creating the position of community development director. I wanted to have the RDA director, which included economic and community development. There's so much happening in community development, just the meetings to go to and keep in touch, that I would like to recommend that you consider Justin Atkinson to be the director of community development. He already networks with all these organizations. It would help us move forward with a lot of these programs. It would help us leverage the money, for example, in this program, this particular program, which ties into the park. We've already got a commitment of $1.2 million from UDOT. We're looking pretty good on a $500,000 grant from EDA. We're looking good on a maybe $500,000 grant from Outdoor Rec. This is just one case of recreation development. Now, many times, since he's been on the council, Kevin's talked about the fact we need to focus more and more on a recreation hub. And all this comes under the broad heading of community development. And I'd like you to give serious consideration to having Justin serve on the RDA in conjunction with myself. I'll still deal with the Main Street program, economic development, and the heritage area, but this is, Justin would focus completely on community development, coordinating with Dave Oxman, the finance director, to really start leveraging all we can to get all this money that's out there that's really labor intensive. So again, I'm making a recommendation. We create the position of director of community development under the RDA for your consideration.
Has he talked to you about this?
Briefly, we've had some discussion. I mean, I would like to stay involved to some degree just because I've been, Ma and I have been working together on a lot of things and just to keep momentum. I feel like he does need some help. I mean, Dave's support there and helps on an administrative level. But a lot of things I do, as far as networking, I do anyway with my job. So it's just kind of...
Well, and I'm still aboard as a $7.56 an hour, so I can come under your liability insurance, and I'm still involved. And at your recommendation, this man, he and I have worked closely, and I think he sees me as your mentor over the years, right, Dave? Okay, now, so what I'm suggesting, my brother said that, Mark, you're going to be 84 in 2 weeks. Don't buy any green bananas. And so I'm doing all I can to be able to spread it around and bid up, and I would really look forward to working with this gentleman. I think we could really go forward. One of the things we need to look at, years ago, we got a $10,000 grant to do an affordable housing study for Fairview, Spring City, and Mount Pleasant. But we didn't create a housing authority. One of the first things I'd like you to consider for community development is to create a housing authority to tap into all this money. And that would be a major thing that Justin and I would focus on. So again, my recommendation, I'm under the wire here. I'm going to make it before 6:30. And I would hope that you'd consider creating this position and Justin would occupy it. Any questions?
Would we want to do kind of a job description?
I think you'd probably want to have some kind of description, but we can, I don't know that we need to talk about that too much.
If you agree to the general concept, we'll put together a good job description with the director of community development. He'd coordinate with the economic development, obviously, but there's so many sources out there, and just to go, if you take a look at those sources we used to get money from years ago, just to keep up with it and just to go to the networking is crucial. And so, and the good thing about Justin, he's already there wearing Sunrise Engineering hat, and so he can cover these meetings. I just highly recommend it, and we'll be happy to, if you agree with the general concept, we'll put together a job description.
You know, I think it's one thing I've really appreciated is the experience that Justin has brought to the table to the city council over the last 12 years. The fact that, you know, he's not running again this year, it frees up some time, and it allows him to stay involved with a lot of these projects, the city park for one, and
That would be the first project we'd focus on, the tie-in with this $2.1 million project, and then we'd go on to other, especially housing, affordable housing.
Right. So do we need to have a motion that we nominate Justin?
Whatever you choose, and then continue on by getting back, we're getting back with the job description. I guess right now, most in support that we create the position.
We move forward to...
At least explore it.
Explore it, I think will be the way we'd have to move it. What's your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I'm good with it. You bet. Any way we can keep him involved with this city, the better off we are.
Okay. Get the job description.
Somebody has to make the motion, we have to approve it though.
Well, I'd make a motion that we move forward and explore the position. What's that official title, Mark?
Economic...
Director of Community Development. Director of Community Development.
All right. Explore the position of Director of Economic Development.
Community Development.
And I nominate Justin to fill that position.
I think we just make a motion right now to go forward and then we'll fill it.
What are you going to do, create a job description and advertise it, or what are you thinking?
I don't know, how do we do that?
I think it depends on if you're going to have a paid position.
It's not paid, it's just a volunteer position.
Yeah, it's an appointment.
I would say just an appointment, I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's a volunteer position, so I don't think you need to have any, you know...
But I think you can probably flesh all that stuff out through your exploration and then...
I would recommend going forward with the, that you want to move forward with this, once you have the job description and everything, then make your recommendation.
A recommendation of the individual?
Yeah, we need that, yeah.
Because right now you just need to move forward with it.
Kevin's made the motion, I have a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Kevin, a second by Russell, that we move forward to look at a Director of Community Development. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Anything else, Mark?
Got it, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make the motion that we close the CDRA meeting.
Second. Okay, and motion second by, or motion by Russell and second by Justin to close the RDA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
I guess you didn't have anything to report.
Nope.
Mayor?
Nope, I didn't.